According to a Fox News poll, of all sources, only 4 in 10 Americans believe the country is heading in the right direction, which makes sense when you remember that prey are always less happy than, say, predators. Consider, Enron executives cook the books, inflate the price of the company's stock, sell their shares to make a killing, and the company goes bankrupt, costing thousands of employees their jobs and life savings. Enron's auditing firm, Arthur Andersen, helps conduct the scam, shreds evidence, and then it too collapses when its role is exposed, costing thousands of employees their jobs. Top executives of WorldCom, once a darling of Wall Street, collude to hide billions of dollars of expenses, are arrested for fraud, and lead the firm to the biggest corporate failure in history. Stockholders lose their shirts after investing in the firm on the strength of glittering recommendations by financial analysts at big-time investment banks. Then it turns out that many of those banks are running their own scam. 3 of the biggest are fined $1 billion when it's learned that their analysts gave high investment ratings to unhealthy companies, duping innocent investors. The quid pro quo? The dog companies gratefully made large deposits in the conspiring banks. Now, in one of the unkindest cuts of all, the American Association of Retired Persons has decided to join these squalid ranks. AARP has endorsed a prescription drug bill that will destroy Medicare as we know it. The bill now moving through Congress would force senior citizens to make a Sophie's choice. Either pay a higher price for Medicare, where one can choose one's doctor, or be forced into an HMO, where one can't. The bill does offer a long-sought prescription drug benefit, but it offers no mechanism to hold down costs. It requires participants to buy drugs from private insurance plans and bars Medicare from capitalizing on its sheer size to do the most effective thing possible to cut the cost of drugs, using volume purchases to negotiate for lower prices. Okay, lousy policy, you say. But how does this make AARP a betrayer of the trust of its members? I'm glad you asked. A little-known secret is that AARP runs a big insurance and prescription drug business of its own, which means the organization will make a fortune on this bill, on the backs of its members. Back to the poll, the point is, it's hard to feel good about your country's direction when, wherever you go, buzzards seem to be circling up above you. This is Les O'Coin.